Yo, what's good, everybody? What's good? How you doing? How you living? Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the SP. I appreciate you guys for checking in on my last joint. I appreciate everybody who's been rocking with me since the very beginning. And I appreciate everybody who's telling other motherfuckers to watch the podcast because this shit is fire. I'm a lone soldier out here in the podcast world doing this shit all alone with no motherfucking audience, no goddamn body to bounce ideas off of, and I still manage to keep you entertained listening and checking out the pod. So yeah, I think I'm doing pretty good. Now we're just going to have to keep this shit moving. I've been trying to actually record this for a while. Let me lower this joint right quick. Bam. That's better. All right. I've been trying to record this episode for a while. The reason it took so long is because, you know, man, life, family, and just shit that be in the way sometimes. Not to say that your family's in the way, but sometimes it kind of be in the way. Like, when you want to do something, it's like, you got the kids, and you got the fucking wife, and you got fucking dinner time, you got to go to work, and you got to fuck, like, shit. Like, it's so hard to do, like, this podding slash my game stuff when you got all of this family shit tied all around. It's just like, it's an intertwining of chaos and happiness, because to be honest, without my family, I'd probably be fucking miserable. But I eventually do want to get it on a schedule, man. It's just so fucking hard to do. But I do eventually want to get it on a schedule where I am, like, just dedicated to a day where I can pod or game. See, the problem is I work 7 days a week. Like, I have to request days off. I'll take it back. I don't have to request days off. I can take 2 days off, but because I'd rather be at work, I just fucking work. But I could take 2 days off if I want to, because technically I'm supposed to have 2 days off. I just decide to work all the time. So it's really just more so probably I'm more of the problem than anything. You see what happens? You see what happens when you pod and when you talk out loud? See, you get to the crux of the issues with, you know, all you gotta do is talk to somebody. I just happen to be my own therapist. Here I am ranting and raving about how my family's the issue when the real issue is I just work all the fucking time and I never take off. Oh, fuck. Anyway, look, man, I'm glad you guys are here. All right, this episode, I've been thinking about it for a while. I've been just gathering my thoughts too, gathering ideas and shit I want to say. Even though a lot of it's just off the cuff, I gather my thoughts as of what I want to talk about. And I gotta get on this situation with the ladies. With the ladies. Because I gotta be honest, y'all ladies are fucking tripping. Y'all gotta get y'all shit together, man. Y'all gotta get y'all shit together. This episode here, man, is dealing with the state of our black counterparts, our women. Listen, man, I know that you've been, you know, told a lot of things, a lot of them being fucking lies, but I mean, hey, from when I was a kid, you know, you had to do whatever it takes to get the woman, you know? That's just how it's always been. Even when I was playing Double Dragon as a kid, the whole fucking story is basically about a guy who took a female and you gotta go save her. So you gotta do whatever it takes to get to her. You know, even before Double Dragon, you had Mario. You know, and you know, Bowser has Peach up in the castle, and you gotta go to castle to get to the princess. Every Disney story in the world has told these women that they are the prize. They are the ones to come after. If you want me, you gotta come after me through hell and high water to get to me. And in most of these in most of these situations, like even with the video games and even with like the Disney movies, like at the end of it, the guy just gets a kiss or just like some little shit, like a thank you. Like you do all of that shit just for that one moment of thank you or a kiss or a smile, whatever the fuck you get from that woman. So I understand if through the years women have been told through design that they are the prize, you know? But all that marketing shit aside, it's feminism, man. Feminism has destroyed women, especially the black woman. It's really destroyed them. And it's put them in this sense of false entitlement. Like, you are just a guy. Like, you should be lucky that I'm even looking at you right now. Like, that's the mentality that most women walk around with. That you should be lucky that I'm even standing next to you. If we in high school, you should be even lucky that I even said hi to you today. I got all these other, you know, guys and girls coming after me. I'm the most popular girl in school. I'm the most wanted girl by all the guys. You should be glad that I'm even saying hi to you. Like, that's the mentality that women have been taught. But unfortunately, you know, it's wrong. And you know it's wrong because if you look around, as you can see, there's so many women who are just not happy and not satisfied. Like, they're just not happy. I don't really know. Like, even, here's the thing. Even when women say they're happy, you know how you know it's bullshit? Because they say it angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are happy, truly happy in your space, in your world, why are you saying it angry? You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so fucked up. But feminism has lied to you, women. And I'm here to tell you, you girls have been lied to for years. Feminism has lied to y'all. It ain't what it is. And so, first things first, I want to talk about this dude, because this is the last thing that was on my mind, so it's the first thing I'm going to talk about. This dude, Derrick Jackson, apparently, this guy, if you don't know him, this guy was basically like the simp of all simps on Instagram. I think it was Instagram first, when I first heard of this dude. And basically, in a nutshell, he tells women what they want to hear. He tells women what they want to hear. He don't tell them the truth. He don't tell them how men actually are. He just tells women what the fuck they want to hear. And because of that, let me look up something. And because of that, women have really, 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 really bought into that shit. To the point where this man has made a living off of telling women what they want to hear. But you know what? It ain't just him. Like, since the 60s, I believe, like, the 60s. I think it was actually before the 60s. A little bit before the 60s. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But even before then, feminism has sold women this dream that they can do whatever they want, be as free as they want, and live however they want. Which is true. But the reason they told women that is because they want to sell you something. And one thing, even a man knows, if you want a girl to do something, if you want to get a woman to do something, just sell them on a dream. Tell them that they're most pretty. Tell them that they're the most prettiest girl in the school. Tell them that you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Tell them that you'll give them the world if you give me a chance. Just tell them what you want, what they want to hear, and you can get them. And feminism has worked very, very well with that. Feminism has worked very well in that regard, as to women just really think that all you got to do is say what I want to hear and I'm yours. And feminism has used that to women's detriment. Tell a woman that you can be free and it doesn't matter, and you can be, you know, from slut shaming to this to that. Like, it doesn't matter. Just be free. Just do whatever you want. You got the power. Just do whatever you want. That mentality has fucked women over so bad, to the point where men don't even want to talk to you now. Past fucking you, niggas don't want to do shit with you. And it's because y'all have bought into that bullshit that feminism has taught y'all, that people like Derrick Jackson has taught y'all, that you can do whatever you want, say whatever you want, be as free as you want, you're the prize, men need to get their shit together, blah, 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 blah. Like, you've bought into that so well that you're in a place where there's so many black women out here, especially here in Atlanta, that's successful, got businesses, got money, got all this shit. They got all this shit, but a man, that's the one thing they don't got. And it's because feminism has lied to you. And it's been this way for a while. And the reason I bring up Derrick Jackson, because Derrick Jackson is the man's man, is the one that all the women want. He treats his wife like a queen, and he loves stretch marks and all this other shit that he done put out there, and And then he gets caught basically cheating. He got some allegations of cheating. I'm going to say allegations just for the sake of argument. Because let's just say I'm wrong. Let's just say I'm wrong and it's all bullshit and it's all lies and it was all made up and the girl just trying to out him and trying to get money out of him and blah, 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 blah. Let's just say that's true. If you are Derrick Jackson, if you're Mr. Men Need to Get Right, you shouldn't even have a motherfucking allegation of cheating on you. You should be so Jesus perfect and so loyal to your woman that there shouldn't even be an allegation of cheating on you. Like, that shouldn't even, that shouldn't exist, dog. Like, you shouldn't even have an allegation if you are so what you say you are. So even an allegation looks bad on you for the simple fact that you were the one white knighting for women, especially our women, black women, making them think that, yeah, you deserve a dude that ain't going to cheat. Yeah, you deserve a dude that's always going to get right. Yeah, you deserve a dude that's going to accept you at whatever weight you are. Yeah, you deserve a guy who going to take care of your kids. Yeah, you deserve. You should be the last motherfucker with an allegation of cheating. The last one. So even if these things are rumors and they're wrong, the fact that you are the guy that got pulled, that shouldn't even be a thing. And me, myself, as a real non-cheating man who has literally never cheated on his wife, ever. Ever. I'm the motherfucker that when me and my wife had a little altercation, I told her, I said, go out there and look. Go find the woman that I fucked around on you with. And when you come back disappointed, that will tell you that I'm telling the truth. Because me and my wife went through a thing like that. And I told her, go look for the guy. Go look for the girl. Go find her. And I go through my phone, go through my social, go through all of it. You're going to come up with nothing. Because I have literally never done it. You know what I mean? But it's not because I'm better than Derek or anything like that. I just don't want to, but as a man, I understand that shit's never off the table. A fine enough woman could get me to pull that trigger. You know what I'm saying? An enticing enough woman could get me to pull that trigger. So I would never go out here just because I haven't cheated, trying to write a book and be like, yeah, men need to do right. I would never do that. I would never sell that lie because even though I've never done it, I know that men love pussy. So I tell women, men love pussy. Men love sex. We love the hunt. We love this. We love that shit. And it's something that's just in us as men, as mammals, even in animal kingdoms like that. Like, it's just something in us as men, as mammals, that we are going to hunt. That's just, it has nothing to do with anything else, but that's just how we're wired. So just because I haven't cheated, I don't tell other women that, yeah, you should find a guy who don't cheat because I don't cheat. I just know that's not the norm. Just like the stepfather thing. Just because I chose to be a stepfather, I'm still not a spokesman of like, yeah, we need more men to take care of these women and be a man and step up and raise the kids. And no, if you make kids outside of wedlock, like, that's your fucking fault. I just chose to raise a daughter that wasn't mine. But I'm not going to push that narrative like that's what men should do. And this is why he gets so much flack from black men. This is why Derrick Jackson gets so much flack for black men, because he tries to portray himself as the guy who's Mr. Do Right when he did bullshit too. And that's why he gets so much flack. He's another guy who lied to you ladies to sell y'all books. And that's all he does. He sold y'all a fucking dream. He's not telling you how men really are and how men really think. As a faithful black man, I can still tell you how men really are and how men really think. Because I think it. I just never acted on it yet. You know what I'm saying? And I can say that. So with the feminist movement, man, they have lied to you ladies. They have told y'all shit that's just not fucking true, dog. They've told y'all shit that's just not true. Y'all got to stop believing in these lies and start listening to men if you want the outcomes y'all say y'all want. You guys have been lied to, man, since the very, very beginning. Since the very, very beginning. I've seen some video on YouTube where a woman from Cosmopolitan magazine, that old magazine from back in the day, where she even said that, yeah, we did all that shit to sell products to women. We said all of that nonsense so we can sell products to women in magazines, because that was how you sold stuff back in the day. It was magazine. It wasn't internet. It was magazine. So you put stuff in magazines, the women buy, and you know, there you go. So that's how it was back then. You sold stuff through magazines. So they put all of this rhetoric in magazines. They actually made up stories. That's the even crazier part. They actually made up stories in Cosmopolitan to sell shit to women. Made up stories of liberated women and all of this other shit. Like, literally made up. So y'all got to understand, the long-lasting effects of what the feminist movement did to women is just made women basically to the point where men are not wanting to be with them, wanting to marry them, wanting to commit to them, and especially our women, at least with white women and Asian women, Hispanic women, at least with them, they will at some point, you know what I'm saying, stick to a man. At some point. And here's the other crazy part, too, about this feminist movement. All the people, a lot of the people that purport it and say, you know, go independent, strong black woman, they have men. As much as Beyonce tried to, you know, be a beacon of light to y'all, and so many people of my generation, 30 and up, use Beyonce as an example, it's because when she made that song talking about independent women, she had a man at the time. I know she's speaking for y'all and trying to empower y'all, but at the same time, she's going home to a man. She's selling you something that she know ain't real. It's just like what the feminist movement did back in the day with Cosmopolitan. They sold the women who were writing that shit had husbands. They knew that even with the shit they're saying, they knew at the end of the day, they need to be linked with somebody. Humans need to be linked with a person. That's how God designed it. If you believe in God, and if you don't believe in God, that's how nature designed it. We need to be linked with another human being, specifically opposite sex. Men need to link with women. Women need to link with men. It's just the only difference between men is we don't need women to survive. Women need us to survive, even though they don't like hearing that, but it's just the truth. They need us to survive. We don't need them to survive. We need them to reproduce. That's what we need women for. To reproduce, but not to survive. So, you know, let's talk about marriage. Let's talk about marriage. I lead into marriage now because, like I said, with the feminist movement, what came with that is a decrease in marriage. And if you go to the CDC, if you go to blackdemographics.com and any of the websites that show like the statistics, I don't feel like pulling it up now because I did look at it though. I'm not just talking shit out of my ass. Like, I really did look it up. Black women are at an all-time low in marriage. They're like at an all-time low. Whereas when I was a kid and even before my time and even in my granddad's time, like black women were married, I think, almost more than everybody else. Like, they were married, I can't even say significantly more, a whole lot more. Now, it's like, they're not getting married. And it's because, and this is coming from a man, because this is what y'all need to listen to. The problem is, y'all don't like listening to men when men tell you something. The reason that black women are not being married in this country is because of y'all fucking attitudes, okay? And because, For some reason, when it comes to a black man, it's like enough is never enough. It's never enough. Oh, and I will admit, this is an overall woman problem. That whole enough is never enough, that is an overall woman problem. But at least at the end of the day, other women know to eventually cling to their counterparts, to their men. White men know that eventually a white woman is gonna go for them and gonna, you know. A white woman is going to eventually stick to a man. A Hispanic woman is going to eventually stick to a man. An Asian woman is going to eventually stick to a man. All women are going, fuck that. I need you to be this, that, and the third. And then after you are this, that, and the third, I need you to be the fourth, fifth, and the sixth. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. And then the attitude, like how many years, even before my time, man, how many years? I just talked to a 50-year-old man the other day. And he's saying the same thing. How many years have black men said our women's attitude is a big fucking turnoff? How many years? And feminism did that to y'all, making y'all believe y'all don't need us, y'all don't need nothing, y'all don't need, you don't need, you don't need. How many years have black men said, y'all attitudes need to chill? And it's just, I don't know. It feels like it's just going in one ear and out the other. Because no matter how many years men have stressed that fucking attitude is the worst. It's just, it's like it goes in one. And as a matter of fact, nowadays, women are even more savage. Our women are even more savage. It's just like, it's like you're not listening. Like, you want the outcomes. You want the men to eventually be with you. You want, but you're not even listening to the first thing, the attitude. How many years have black men been saying, we don't like weave. We don't like it. It's ugly. It's not natural. It looks silly. How many years have men been saying that? And it's just going in one ear and out the other. How many years have men said, makeup is fine, but too much makeup is overkill? It's to the point now where black women, especially ours, I hate to say it, but it's true. Y'all look like RuPaul. Like, don't y'all realize that the reason transsexuals and cross-dressers wear that much makeup is they're trying to cover the fact that they're men underneath? That's why they did the extra makeup. That's why they did the extra long eyebrows. That's why they did the extra shadowy eyeshadow. That's why they enhanced the lips with the lipstick. That's why they did it, because underneath that, they are men. But now that look has become the normal look. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that's, and men have been saying it for years. It's not sexy. I don't like it. And it's just going in one ear and out the other. Because feminine told y'all to do what y'all want. Be free. Just do what you want. And then you wonder why you 40, 50 plus and you still single. You're not listening to the men. And then the men y'all do listen to are lying ass niggas like Derrick Jackson. Lying motherfuckers. The real men that wants to are out here who want to court and have marriage, y'all are not listening to them. I've even seen men go to the comment sections of plenty Twitters and plenty Instagrams and plenty YouTubes and not even argue or be angry. Just straight up tell you, like, you don't gotta do all that. And then these women be like, well, why are you here? And why are you looking? And why? I'm like, we're trying to help you, but you just don't see it. I don't understand. And then you got the big whoop. When these same black men finally marry outside their race, then you say something is wrong with them. But it's like, if I'm a guy and I've been trying to get through to these black women for years that I don't like extra makeup, I don't like all that attitude, and you need to chill, and you're just not going to, eventually he's going to leave that pool of women. And then I love when black women try to use the whole white men love us. That's not true either. Statistics will show you, the numbers will show you that, oh yeah, they are fucking y'all and they having sex with y'all, but they, when it's time to get married, they're overwhelmingly going back to their own race. I'm not saying that black women do not get married to black men. It happens, but at a very, very minuscule small rate. And so does black men. Men marry outside their race at a small rate, but it's still a whole lot more than, you know, it's not as a small as rate as how black women get married to white men. Like black men can pull other chicks. That's something we can do. It is what it is. But that feminine movement, it fucked up marriages for our people, for our women. Because it just made y'all so defiant and so just, like, you're just about to, you just, like, have you ever been listening to conversations and women are say, you know, I'm focusing on me, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get my education. Then, you know, later in life when I'm about, like, in my early 30s, you know, I'm going to get married. I'm like, and in my mind, I always say, who says who? Says you? Just like when a woman says, I'm wifey material. Says who? Says you? You're calling yourself that? You're telling yourself you're going to get married in your 30s? Who says who? The only person that can say that is the man who's going to marry you. You can't even say your wife immaterial. That is a man's opinion. You can't have that. I've said this years and years and years ago on Facebook that a woman cannot have that opinion, can't have that opinion about herself. That is a man's opinion. You can't say as a woman, I'm wifey material. You can't say that. Only a man can make that decision. All you can do is become the best person you can be. And then a man will notice it and will take your hand in marriage. But you can't declare that you're wifey material. You can't. It's dumb to do. And so it sucks that there's a decline in marriages, because at least white women, Asian and Hispanic women know that at some point we got to come together and make families. And as wild and as slutty as white women can be, one thing they don't do is drop babies every fucking where. They know not to do that. I remember one time me and my wife, Jason was born. Some kind of doctor for some appointment or something. I can't remember what it was for. But one thing I do remember very, very clearly, because I was looking around. We were still kind of newlyweds too. So I was looking around. I think it was about a year or two in it, maybe 3 years into it. But I was looking around and I'm looking at the women sitting in the office. I'm just taking a mental note. I mean, an observation. There's a couple of white women there. There was no chatting. Black people there. We all there. And no exaggeration, the black women were there either by themselves with their kids, by themselves with a boyfriend. The white women were by themselves with their friends. But the difference was the white women had wedding rings on. So that told me right there they have husbands, because it was on their wedding finger and the rocks were big. And the black women, none of them had rings on, but they all had kids. And they all, you know, were by themselves. So they were either single parents or by themselves, because none of them had rocks on. And that rock is as much as people try to downplay it, is a virtue signal to tell you, yeah, someone chose me, you know? And there's my wife, black woman. She had a ring on, and I'm right there with her with mine on. And we were the only married couple that you can see in there, but I knew the white women were married because they had big rocks on too. And they were talking about it because I overheard them, because I'm taking an observation. So they're talking about their families and their husbands and all of this. So I can hear it. So I'm like, okay, they are married. But the black women, by themselves, kids, no ring. Like, and that narrative we have to change that. But when you got big daddy government, you know, holding you down, as you know, we put it, our women just don't feel like they need the men. And it's sad because it's starting to show. Like, all of our women are just, they out here just by themselves, claiming to be happy, claiming that the bag makes them so happy, but you can tell that they're not happy. And it's sad because I even know women in my personal life that I'm super duper cool with, that I know for a fact is never going to get wifed up for a few reasons. And I just be like, fuck, man, you fucked up. But it's just like, what can you do? What can you do? It's like, I know the fuck ups they made. I don't tell them, but I know the fuck ups they made. And I be like, oh, well, hey. One thing I was really adamant was, I was like, I ain't having no kids until I marry a woman. And I remember being young, like 19, 20 young, and girls asking me why I ain't got kids yet. I was like, because I don't have a wife. And I thought about that back then, and I used to be like, why are you asking me if I have kids? Like, just because I like kids, but I don't have a wife. Like, that matters to men. Like, I want to be married before I fucking have kids. Like, I don't just want to just have fucking kids. And I used to get that question so much. Why don't you have kids yet? Because I don't have a wife yet. I'm not going to have kids unless I got one. Like, I don't. But see, the thing about the going back to the feminism thing, see, the thing that feminism is right about is y'all got the right to do whatever y'all want. The problem is, I don't think women, and this is a woman in general thing, not just a black woman thing. This is a woman in general thing. I don't think women like taking accountability for having all the freedoms that they want. And that is a big problem. Our women, I mean, black women, no, white, whatever. You want the freedom, but you don't want the shit that comes with the freedom. You want the freedom to walk around half naked. What comes with that? A lot of unwanted attention, a lot of fucking perverts, a lot of fucking creeps, and a lot of fucking, you know, and a lot of good men won't take you seriously. That comes with that. Let me say it again. You want the freedoms to be half naked in the streets and wear whatever the fuck you want. You got that freedom. What comes with that? A lot of perverts, a lot of creeps, a lot of men that you don't want hollering at you, and then the good men looking the other way. Or not taking you seriously. That's what I said. Not taking you seriously. Because a good guy will see that and be like, yeah, I'll fuck her, but she ain't meeting my mom. That's what comes with it. That's what comes with dressing like a slut all the time. Ass cheeks out all the time. You don't think good men see that? But a man who sees that, who wants a wife, looks at that and go, I'm not bringing a woman who looks like that to my mom's house, to my dad's house, to meet my grandparents. She's not coming with me. So when women say stuff like, why are you worrying about my hair? Why are you worrying about what I look like? Won't you focus on yourself? Women, let me get closer to the mic and tell y'all. Women, you are deterring the men you want when you do that, because good men see it too. So when you say you want a good guy and you're looking the way you look, talking the way you talk, popping off at the mouth all the time, twerking in public, just being wild at the restaurant, know that good men see it too and they're turning away. Or they'll see it, take you out, do the damn thing, and leave a tip on the dresser. So it's not, so you're deterring the good men too. So when you turn around and you 40-something years old still wondering why you ain't got a man, it's because you was wilding the fuck out in your 20s and the good men saw it and looked the other way. As much as I love seeing a pair of ass cheeks when I walk down the street, I know not to take that woman seriously. Even I know that. I know that. So why don't you, and see, the thing is, you women would never know that because y'all don't listen to guys like me. Y'all don't listen to men. The reason men tell you to cover up sometimes is because the guys you're looking for pay attention to that shit. The guys you're looking for pay attention to the type of tattoos you got. The guys you're looking for pay attention to the way you're talking to another guy you might be with. Good guys are paying attention to that and going, I'll pass. And for some reason, y'all never know this type of shit because y'all don't talk to the guys y'all need to talk to. Instead, y'all listen to a sucker-ass nigga like Derek Jackson who gonna lie to you and tell you can be whatever the fuck you want and it doesn't matter. It does matter. Your kids matter. That's another thing. It does matter. It's part of y'all sexual freedom. Y'all wanted to be able to fuck and do whatever you want and have sex with whoever you want and not be judged and blah, 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 blah. Here's a newsflash. You can do all that, but you will be judged. I know you don't like it, but you will be judged. Ladies, you will be judged. If you are slinging it out here like freebies at a luncheon, like, you will be judged. It's going to happen, okay? So don't think that you can, like, you have to, if you want the freedoms, you got to take the accountability that comes with it. You can't have the freedoms and then have no accountability. This is the type of shit that men understand. That's why when a man goes out here and be a slob and fuck every girl he meet, he know the accountability is going to be a bunch of girls that may come up in his past and try to stop him for dating or settling down when he actually tries to, quote unquote, get his act together. He knows that there may be hater bitches that's going to come with that. He knows that. As a matter of fact, most dudes who have multiple women will tell you off rip, yeah, I ain't shit. You don't want to date a guy like me because we understand. But women want to run wild and then have no accountability because that's what feminism taught you. That you can be as wild and as free as you want. But there are consequences to it. There's consequences to everything. But y'all have been eating up the lie for so many years that y'all think there's not supposed to be consequences. There are consequences to having kids out of wedlock. Men, pay attention to that. I'm not saying that just because you got married to a man, y'all had kids, and then you got divorced, and you still out here a single mother, that, you know, it's the same. It isn't. Men don't look at that the same. If I met a woman who had kids before marriage, I look at them different as a woman who were in a marriage and had kids and got divorced. We look at that differently because at least you had enough, pride and sanctity in yourself to give your womb to your husband. So that matters to us. Now, at the end of the day, a man's still not going to want to take care of your kids, but at the same time, it's not a point against the woman. We won't go, oh, she had kids though. But we'll go, you know, she had kids, but at least it was in a marriage. So it's not, it doesn't look bad on you. But at the end of the day, your kids are your kids. But a man will look at that differently. So all of this sexual freedom is coming with all these consequences, all these different diseases, all these different, you know. But then y'all will say, well, a real man will take care of the kid no matter what. No. That's a way of getting out of your own accountability. You're getting mad because you're a single mother out here and you can't get a man, and and you can't find a man that's going to take you seriously, and all he want to do is hit it and quit it, is because you got kids. You got kids. That matters to us. I'm sorry feminism told you that it don't matter, but it matters to us. You cannot be out here just slanging and having a bunch of kids and then some good guy going to come along and take care of all of this responsibility. Men, I just talked to one of my homeboys not too long ago, like a couple weeks ago. He said the same thing, like, yo, at the end of the day, I want to start my own family. And that's how most men feel. Most men want to start their own family. I don't want to take somebody else's family and make it my own family. Like I said, just because I did it, I am the exception. I am not the rule. I am the exception. I happen to fall in love with my stepdaughter very early on. Most men don't do that. So you can't take what I've done and go, yeah, see, we need more like you. No, you just need to keep your fucking womb tight. Have sex, do that, but don't give up babies. Keep that, at least make that sacred. It just feels feminism has lied to y'all, ladies. Feminism has lied to y'all. Big time. And it's what's leading to, you know, like I said before, no, it's what's leading to the whole angry black woman thing, because women are starting to realize, they have to realize it by now, that what you do matters. You are angry because you've been lied to. You are angry because no matter what you do, no matter what you wear, no matter how young you look, no matter how many degrees you get, and no matter how much money you make, you're not getting courted. And the only way to fix that is if y'all start listening to the men. Listen to us. Stop listening to the simp dudes too, because they going to, anytime, I would say this is a rule of thumb, anytime a man is telling you something, if you don't feel a little bit offended by it, then he's probably lying to you. I'm going to be honest. If everything a man says just comes across as so right and so true and so, oh my God, it's so, if everything he say feels like that, he's probably lying to you. He's talking shit to you. If you don't feel a little bit throwback by what someone says to you, especially a man, then he ain't keeping it real with you. I've even talked to some of my friends before, and I remember one time she called me crying, and it's like, it's so hard. You know, I'm a single mother. I'm trying to do my best, and da 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 da. And I was just like, you made that choice. And I remember the first thing she said to me, don't say that to me. And I was just like, but you did. You don't like it, but you did. You made that choice to have a baby without a ring. You made that choice. Deal with the consequences of it. The consequences of it is going to be hard. That man might not stay around because he probably wasn't trying to be a father right then anyway. You it's going to be tougher on you. You're not going to have as much freedom. I can go on and on with the disadvantages of just having a child because you felt like you wanted to. It's a bunch of things that come with that. You never going to have time to yourself, especially if you have two or three or four, because I know women with multiple. You never got time to yourself. You never can catch a break. You never can take a relax. There's always noise in the house. All of that comes with it. My wife has it so easy as far as raising kids, because it's both of us. When they get on her fucking nerves, at some point I can step in. When they get on my nerves, she can step in and calm them down and nurture them. But it's a play. It's a back and forth. It's not just all on her. So she's not running around here tearing her hair out, having her hair go gray because of kids. Because when she can't settle them down, I can just walk in the room and they fucking settle down. She can teach them things that I can't teach them. I can teach them things that she can't. It's a balance. And life is balance. And everybody knows, and even if you look in society, and even if you look at the statistics, it also tells you that kids that are most productive are the ones who are born in two-parent households, not single ones. It has to be done that way. If it ain't done that way, you're just asking for failure. Women, if you don't have a baby with your husband, you are asking for failure. If you have a baby because you feel like you can take care of it, you feel like you are against abortion and all this other nonsense you like to say, you are putting your child and yourself back mad steps. You just are. You want the freedom, deal with the accountabilities that come with it. And those are part of the accountabilities that come with it. Like, yo, you will be putting yourself back and the child back, and you're going to have a hard time. All of that shit matters. And you got to pay attention to all of that shit. I think that's all I really got to say. At the end of the day, ladies, look. Feminism was a fucking lie. I know that y'all have been eating it up and gobbling it up for years and years and years. And y'all are so gung-ho on being independent. Matter of fact, let me add one more thing, too. Because this is something else with that independent shit. I know you women go after your careers and you keep yourself busy because you try to tell yourself that you don't need a man and all this other stuff. Look, let me tell you something about real men. We don't give a fuck about your money. Okay? That doesn't make you more valuable to us. It just doesn't. Real men know that at the end of the day, even if he ain't a real man, even if he a bitch ass nigga, men know that we gotta pay at least the majority of it, if not all of it. So your money doesn't fucking matter to us. You can make 60, 70, 80, 90,000. It doesn't matter to us because we know coming into this, we're going to have to take the bulk of the responsibility. So your money doesn't matter to us. So instead of taking all that time trying to build a career, why don't you take that time and try to be feminine and try to match, you know, try to be what your man or the man you wants you to be. That's how you get wifed up, dog. That's just real shit. That's how you get wifed up. Being the type of woman that a man wants. Your career, all that shit don't fucking matter. Because at the end of the day, if I'm paying the majority of it anyway, I don't give a fuck about what you make. It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I'll let you personally into my personal life for a bit. I think my wife makes more than me right now. But it doesn't fucking matter because I'm the man, so I'm going to pay the majority of the bills regardless. Doesn't matter how much you make. I don't care. It's always going to be that way. So a lot of women like to think that their careers make them better women for us. I'm like, no, we don't give a fuck about that. That shit doesn't fucking matter to us. What matters to us is can you cooperate? And can you bring me the things I need? Can you make a home? Can you make a house a home? Can you cook? Can you clean? Can you be submissive? Can you be a loving wife? Can you be a loving mother? Can you show me these attributes while we're dating? Because a man knows. We see these attributes when we're dating you or when we're just talking to you. But if you're coming across where you just don't care, you're just all about your independence and all that, next. Next. Here's another rule of thumb. Because I feel like I need to put this out there because I know somebody that needs to hear this and I just never told them face to face. But they need to hear this. If you've been with a man for more than 4 years, and I'm giving it, and I'm putting 4 years, because even that's too long. But if you've been with a man more than 4 years, and he hasn't made a serious move to marriage yet, he don't want to marry you. If you're a woman that's been, like, dating a man for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, he don't want to marry you. It don't take that long. For most men, it does not take 15 years to figure out if he wants to marry a woman. It don't take that long. It literally doesn't. It takes less than a year for a man to know. I knew I was going to marry the woman I was going to marry within two conversations. I knew by the second time I talked to her, I was like, oh yeah, she's gonna be on my wife. I knew it right away. And I made moves from that point forward. And literally like 3 years later, we were married. And the only reason I say 3 years, because I didn't have a place. 2009, I met my wife. 2010, we had an apartment. 2011, I proposed to her. And in 2012, I married her. I was making moves. It don't take forever. It don't, because niggas know when wife and material is in front of us. We know it. It don't take long to figure it out. Even through all the bullshit we've been through, I would never pick nobody else. Because men know wife and material when we see it. It don't take long. So if you're a woman that's been with a dude for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and y'all still not wifed up, he don't want to marry you. He don't. It's something that he ain't telling you. And there's a reason. But for all the single women out there who are looking, try to be the feminine woman that men want. Stop calling femininity weakness. Stop calling having a soft voice what y'all love saying that white women just like being walked all over. How you know they're being walked all over? That's just your deduction. These men are smiling and so are these women that's with them. It's not weakness to listen to your man, ladies. It's not weakness. It's not weakness to help him. It's not weakness to be feminine. It's not a weakness. So stop taking it as a weakness. So stop listening to these feminists and these other women that are telling you that these other bitches are just weak. They're not weak. That's why they got the fucking men. I don't want somebody that I'm going to have to fight with, go to war with when I come home. And I love when y'all say black men, black women, we just challenge our men. We want them to be strong and better and da-da-da. I didn't ask you to do all that. I didn't ask you for that. If I'm already having a shit life out there in the world, kicking my ass, but I'm doing whatever I gotta do to bring back the bacon, don't make it hard on the man when he get home. And another thing too, stop raising the bitch ass nigga that you don't like. That's another thing. If you want men to be men, let men raise their men. I don't give a fuck if he never paid child support a day in his life. Let men raise their fucking fathers, especially their sons. Let them raise their fucking sons. I don't give a fuck if he never pays child support. Because one thing that child support won't do is raise a baby. It'll put money in his pocket. It's not going to raise him. It's not going to drop. You ain't going to get no jewels dropped from fucking a child support check. Let these men raise their fucking kids. For the ones that want to be in their lives and actually call you all the time and say, yeah, I want to see my son. Let them see their fucking kids. Because y'all are raising the bitch ass niggas that y'all don't like. Because y'all are not letting them be around men. And the most important man that a boy needs to be around is his dad. I don't give a fuck if his dad's a drug dealing kingpin or just a drug dealing peasant. Let his father drop jewels on him. Y'all need to stop with this vindictive bullshit. I was just at fucking Sam's. Like, y'all are raising a bunch of bitch ass niggas. I was just at Sam's the other day. This nigga, this big tall ass motherfucker, is standing there with his girl and they're both trying to figure out how to fix a flat. And most men, especially when I grew up, knew how to fix a fucking flat. So now you got bitch ass niggas out there who gotta call AAA for a flat. And niggas and people ride around with cars and tires and jacks in the back of their car all the time. My dad taught me how to fix a flat one time. Literally one time. And then the day it happened, when I had my old ass 86 Buick Century, I was going to work and I got a fucking flat. He showed me how to fix a tire one time. Literally once. And years later, I needed it. But I remember how to do it. Because he showed me one fucking time. I was stuck. And this is before cell phones was really a thing. So I didn't have one. So I fucking got. But I knew it was a donut in the back of the car. And I knew it was a jack back there. And I just remembered. I just slowly pieced it together. And started remembering what my dad told me to do. And I fucking put that flat on. And I got on about my way and got to work. And I just explained it when I got to work. I got a flat. If y'all don't believe me, look, there's the donut right there on my car. He showed me one fucking time, and I remember years later. Same thing with oil changing. I changed my own oil now. My dad showed me how to do that one time years ago. He showed me once, and I remembered how to do it for all of this time. The point I'm making is you don't know what kind of gem that man, the man that you can't stand, might drop on your son. Just because your ass don't like him don't mean you should keep him away from him. I know how to change my oil and change my tires off my dad showing me once. Literally once. And I remembered it for years. So stop doing that. That's just a small example of the shit that, and guess what? You know why that big ass boy was standing there in Sam's not knowing how to change a fucking tire? Because he ain't had no men around him to show him. Stop letting your attitude and your vindictiveness against the guy you had the baby with keep him from being, from the son learning from that man. I don't give a fuck about child support. Stop doing that shit. Because y'all are raising the same bitch-ass beta males that y'all don't like. They're turning into them. As much as you say, my son gonna never want. I've seen so many posts where women say, my son is never gonna want for nothing. And da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what he is gonna want? His fucking father. And none of it. And I don't care how many fucking thousands of pairs of Jordans you put on that nigga feet. If he ain't got his daddy, he a bitch-ass nigga. Because he's gonna grow up to be one. If all he's around is auntie and grandma and you, he's not going to be a strong man. He's just not going to be. He's not going to be. So do yourself a favor, ladies, and start listening to the men. Get off this feminine wave and just cut the shit. Just stop that shit. Listen to the beta. Listen to the alpha men around you. Let these men be around their boys. Cut that feminist shit out. Get that shit out of y'all system and submit to men. Because at the end of the day, we all need each other. And the only way we're going to be able to get through the struggle is with each other. And just naturally, people connect to other people. Your puppies and your fucking degree ain't going to stop you from being single and fucking lonely. That's it. That's all I got to say. I'm outie. I heard my daughter come in the house. She's been in the house for like probably 10, 20 minutes now. She probably wanted to come say hi. But I've been sitting here fucking talking to y'all, trying to get y'all to listen. I got to stop real. I'm going to have to do all this editing and edit out all this freaking, all of this loud waves that I'm looking at right now on the computer. Every time I yell, the freaking meter goes, whoop, goes super high. It's so funny. Anyway, man, look, I'm out. Thanks for listening. Keep your ear to the streets because I'm going to drop more pods. And I'm out. Peace. I'll see y'all later.